Live from the Independent Sports Bar and Grill, back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
We're on remote broadcast today. That means I'm in downtown Portland. I am at the Independent Sports Bar on Broadway, Portland's best sports bar. Joining us now on the hotline, Jason Puckett, PuckSports.com. Good friend of mine, fantastic resource as it pertains to the Apple Cup, man of the world, exceptional golfer, great camper, got back from a camping trip. What else, Puck? Should I just go on?
Tall, handsome, professional fluffer. I don't know, just keep going. It was wonderful.
Hey, how was the camping trip? Did you guys, because as I saw it, like I saw a picture on social media, did you take a van that you converted into like one of those cool vans that people do on Instagram?
No, you don't convert it, you dork. That's my van. That's God. Jesus. That's all those hippies down in Portland know what I'm talking about. I have an old 1985 Volkswagen Westphalia. They call it a Westie.
Okay.
But didn't go find one of the Portland burnouts down by the bridge, and they'll tell you what it is, okay?
There's probably one parked around here somewhere.
Hey,
a lot of enthusiasm for the Civil War. How's the Apple Cup going? How are ticket sales? How are Cougar and Husky fans feeling about this rivalry game in week three?
Well, last I heard about the ticket sales, it was bad. It was like 30, 36, 37,000. They're playing at Lumen Field. That's where the Seahawks play, so that's not even half full. It's just a weird time. I think for both sides, they're not all that fired up for the game. I mean, really, I just think there's, for different reasons. One, you know, Washington's just in a different conference, so I think they're more looking ahead to the, you know, the Michigans and Ohio States of the world and navigating the Big Ten. I think for the Cougs, which I'm an alum, of the school and obviously a fan, I think there's so much animosity still from, you know, how everything transpired. I don't know why we or some in our fan base haven't gotten over it, maybe how some Beaver fans have gotten over it, but it's just the reality of it. You know, I think if it were played later in the year, like it is traditionally, and it was played, you know, on campus, and that's part of it. This year was supposed to be in Pullman, then I think it'd be a little bit different. But the way that it's played now, early in the season, and it's in Seattle, I think it's turned a lot of Cougar fans off.
Ann McCoy, Washington State AD, just telling me 38,000 tickets sold now. What's that going to look like in the NFL stadium?
Terrible, just awful. I mean, do you have any Browns fans, like old school, or like old school Bengals fans that listen? I mean, like their stadiums, like you know, I don't know. Back in the '80s, when I used to watch Beaver games, and there was like five people there. I mean, it's gonna be bad. And I would say of the 38,000, it's probably gonna be 25,000 Husky fans. So that, you know, it's not gonna look good. It's going to feed into the narrative that, you know, maybe for at least our fan base, we don't care, or West Coast doesn't care. But, I think part of it is where the game is played, when the game is played. But also, I think it's back, you know, to the first part. I think if it's on campus, it's much better. I just hate when teams go and play off campus in these neutral sites. It has never worked. They've played there a handful of times, and it's just never worked at CX game.
The start to the season for Washington State has been encouraging, and I think the body of work is there. John Mateer in week one looks like a great passer. Now he looks like a great runner. What is he? What is Washington State's quarterback? And what do you expect of him in this Apple Cup?
Lamar Jackson 2.0. That's what he is. You know, he reminds me, I've been saying it a lot, and I think part of it is because he wears the same number 10, but he just reminds me an awful lot of former Husky quarterback Jake Locker. I mean, he's not quite as tall or as big. He's probably about 2 inches shorter, but he just plays exactly the same way. Got a good arm, can be inaccurate, can make some throws in coverage that you don't want to make. On the move and on the run, he is as gifted as any runner, any quarterback in the country. I mean, he made a run last week against Texas Tech. I mean, he juked the guy. You just don't see quarterbacks move like that. And that he is such an added weapon, you know, on Saturday against Washington, added weapon against anyone, because, you know, when the air raid breaks down, you have so many wide receivers that are going out in coverage. A lot of times you can get caught in man or zone, and then you're asking a linebacker to stop it. I mean, no disrespect. Well, yeah, actually, full disrespect to Washington. They have no one on defense that can slow him down. No one. Their defense up front is not good. Their secondary is good, but they're up front. They're pretty poor. So I expect them to have a big game. It's just whether or not Wazoo's defense can show up and slow down Coleman and Will Rogers.
What would a win in the Apple Cup do for Washington State fans? Do they immediately get re-engaged? What does it do to the psyche of that fan base?
I think what you just said. I think they're waiting for a moment, you know, to be re-engaged. I'll just steal your word. I think they need something to spark them, because I think it's been a tough year, and they just need like some vengeance, and they need to take it out on someone, and they need to take it out on Washington. So I think if they were to win the game, I think the fan base would be back in. You're looking at 3-0. I don't have the schedule in front of me. I think it's San Jose State after that. And you're 4-0. You're 4-0 going to Boise, and Boise's a good team. And so is Fresno, right? They got, I think, back-to-back games with those guys. So I think it just re-energizes them, and I think gets them to buy in, because I just think that they're so scarred for what's happened in the last 12, you know, 16 months that they just haven't fully bought in yet.
The guest here, Jason Puckett, you can find his work at pucksports.com. He does a fantastic job talking about everything but sports and then sports for a while. Look, the Huskies, have you had a chance to watch them? Have you had a chance to kind of get an early feel from what Jed Fish is doing? What kind of season does this feel like for Washington, you know, aside from what's going on with his Apple Cup?
Yeah, I've caught both games. It's, you know, weird in both games, because I think if you just watch the both football games and just watch the first quarter, a quarter and a half, and almost the first half, you would just look at them and just say they're just very beatable. That they're, you know, they're not like the teams of the last 2 years. I think defensively they have taken a step back. Their secondary is strong and they can make some plays, and they're gonna be problematic, I think, for Wazoo's wide receivers up front. They're just not good. I mean, Weber State had a quarterback, that game's so much closer than what it was. That kid was so bad. That's the worst quarterback I've ever seen in Division I. They pushed Washington around in the first half, and they were getting like 5, 6, 7 yards a carry, and they're running the same play. Eastern Michigan, I mean, you know, who knows how the game goes differently after that quarterback scramble. The guy runs, he's, you know, going down to like the 20, and then he fumbles the ball. I mean, they usually go up, they score, that's 10-0. So they just aren't really that good defensively. Maybe they're still trying to mesh with, you know, Belichick's defense and all that. But I think Washington State can expose them. They're going to have to score a ton of points, because I just think, even though they had a good game against Texas Tech, I'm not still convinced that their defense is all that good, especially up front. I think they have the same problem like Washington does, and Jonah Coleman. And what Arizona did last year to Wazoo, I mean, that was a clinic. So, you know, I think Jed Fish is probably, you know, hasn't exposed the whole playbook. There's no doubt he has not. And he will, no doubt, probably unleash that on Saturday. But, you know, I think Washington is finding themselves so many transfers, John. I mean, God, I can't even keep track of how many transfers they have. So it's going to take them a while to probably hit their, you know, full speed. And it probably won't be until, like, I don't know, week 8, 9, or 10.
You hit on that something I've been talking about and thinking about with transfers. Oregon's got a ton of transfers, 13 of the 22 starters transfers. They're having some synergy issues and, you know, dumb mistakes and things like that that are happening. Do you think that's going to be a storyline? Do you think the teams with a bunch of transfers have been sloppier, or maybe don't have the culture or chemistry, or am I making too much of that?
No, it's 100%. You see it all the time. You see it all the time in the NBA, right? When everyone gets excited when Devin Booker and Kevin Durant and that's who the third piece was. They all join forces, right? And they don't mesh, because it's hard to do it. It just is. You just can't throw a bunch of people together and expect, you know, instant chemistry. Sometimes it happens, but a lot of times it does not. I always remember when the Lakers tried to build their dynasty at the end of, you know, that run where they brought in like Gary Payton and Karl Malone. They were terrible. You know, I think the same thing in college football. I mean, I think it can really help and it can spark you. But at times I think you get too many guys in. And if they just, you know, if they are, you know, playing for their own agenda, and what I mean by that is they're just playing for themselves and improving their stock and maybe their draft stock, or hey, where's my next opportunity going to be? How much money am I going to make in NIL? I think it's a huge factor with continuity. I think that's why you see teams like Boise and some of these other teams, you know, I think Northern Illinois being able to beat Notre Dame, even though I don't know how many transfers Notre Dame has. I just, think that I think those schools, because they play together for, you know, more years than the bigger schools, I just think have that continuity, and it makes them a better team.
Yeah, Notre Dame's got a transfer starting at quarterback, and
that's right, yeah,
didn't look good. All right, so tell me this. TV ratings come out, and for the CW, the ratings were just okay. I mean, you know, Washington State, Portland State's not going to draw a huge audience. It's just small sample size. But I was comparing them to Washington and Oregon, and the two Pac-12 schools were right in there in week one with the Big Ten Network audience. By the way, how's that Big Ten Network blackout going over with people up there?
Oh, my God. It's you know what? I think most Cougar fans just sit back and just laugh. It's so funny. It's so funny to hear, you know, people up here, alumni fans complain and, you know, because and bitch and moan about it when, you know, the whole reason was to get more exposure on national TV, right? They couldn't take the Apple deal, need more exposure, and then no one's been able to watch them for the most part. You know, a lot of people are just cutting the cord because it's Comcast up here and go into a streaming service like Fubo or YouTube TV. But yeah, I mean, just it's an unmitigated disaster, but that's like, you know, That's just college football in a nutshell, the way it is right now.
Yeah, I mean, Oregon's been on Peacock in the Big Ten Network, and Washington's been blacked out twice on the Big Ten Network, and that's the start of your Big Ten era. And now Michigan's AD is saying they won't play a Friday night game, and here is Washington playing two of them, and Oregon's playing on a Friday night, you know, a couple of times, and it's just... It's interesting to see how this is all going. We're talking to Jason Puckett, PuckSports.com, if you want to see his work. Puck is on, good friend of the show. Puck, give me an idea. Jake Dickert, after the win against Texas Tech, basically said, you've heard it before, you've seen it before, we belong. This is just another example of we belong. How sure are Washington State fans that they can keep him if he keeps winning?
They're not going to keep them. There's just no way. If they win, if they get, you know, they have a good season, you know, nine plus wins, and a team from a, you know, Power Four conference comes calling. I mean, I love Jake Dickert to death. He should leave. He just should, you know, and that's coming from an alum. I just think that, you know, he's got to look out for himself. He's got to look out for the people on his staff. I mean, I think I don't think he would leave because he's chasing that next thing. I just think that he loves the coach and he'd like to be in a, you know, a pretty certain situation. It's, you know, uncertain over there. So that's a huge worry. I mean, there were rumors last year before they went down the toilet that Michigan State was looking at him, that he was looking at Michigan State. That was a big topic. And then, like, right when that story came out, I mean, I think they were 4-0 at that point. I mean, that's when they went on their – I think that's the Arizona game or the UCLA game where they just, you know, they just absolutely fell apart. So, I think the lure of a bigger school and a bigger program is always going to be there for anybody that coaches at that school. It's just the nature of it and the way it's always been.
All right, so last question. You know, if they beat Washington, the fan base reengages. Maybe ticket sales go up. Maybe viewership goes up. If they lose the game, what happens?
If they lose the game.
I just love your reaction to that. Like,
they lose the game. I just can't take it. I mean, you know, there's some fans that I know are playing the whole, well, I don't really want to play the game anyway, so I don't care if we win or lose. Yeah, I don't feel that way. I mean, I want to beat them at everything. But I want to... You know, I live here, so I live next to all of them. I just think this Washington team that I've seen in the first two games is so vulnerable. I just think they have to beat them. I think, you know, you and I have talked on my show about this a bunch, that I think to stay in the national conversation, to be relevant, they've got to win these games. They had to beat Texas Tech, not because Texas Tech was all that good, because they were a Big 12 team, because it was on national TV. You know, this week's game's not on national TV. It's on Peacock, but it's Washington. They left you to go to the Big Ten. You need to beat them to show not them, but it's the rest of the country. You made a mistake by not including our school into this conference realignment. So it's a huge win. I think it's one of the biggest games for Washington State. Does it put them back? No. I think for fans, it creates more apathy, and that's what I would be concerned about. You know, because I think there is some apathy that's going on right now with the fan base. So if they do lose, and if they lose in a terrible fashion, I just think it creates more of that. They don't need that.
I am leaning towards picking Washington State in this game. I think they have the better body of work, but we shall see how this plays out. PuckSports.com, where else can they find you, Puck?
You can follow me on X at Puck2040, YouTube, Puck Sports, PuckSports.com. We're doing live shows every day now. You can follow on YouTube and X, starting at 10 a.m. And of course, all that stuff gets, as you see, you know, as you are used to saying, it's you know, everything's podcast, Apple, Spotify, wherever you find your podcast.
I appreciate you that rivalry with us. A lot of Civil War talk. Good to catch up with you, Puck. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, John. Be well. Thank you.
There he goes, Jason Puckett, PuckSports.com. I'm at the Independent Sports Bar, downtown Portland, right on Broadway. 49ers coming up against the Jets, or is it the Jets at the Niners? Tonight, Aaron Rodgers suited up on the field in Santa Clara. Will it be his night or not? Leave it here.